And investigators in Charlotte, North Carolina are expected to release more information today about the police shooting that left a former FAMU football player dead. Jonathan Farrell was involved in a car accident early Saturday and went to a nearby home for help when they called 911 after seeing a stranger at their door. Well, officers who responded to the scene say Farrell ran toward the officers and was tasered before he was shot several times with the gun. Only later did police determine that Officer Randall Carrick used excessive force and charged him with manslaughter. Officer Carrick is now free on bond.
Oh, no, he's not going to jail.
Right.
None of them ever go to jail. All police shootings against unarmed black men is justified. They ain't going to jail ever.
I don't understand that.
No matter how much you march, no matter from George Zimmerman, this been going on for years. And the question I want to ask you, are you surprised? Are you surprised that he's out?
Yeah, sometimes you just have that hope, but they say hope is a dangerous thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, when it comes to civil rights in this country, see, let me tell you something. And I know you got other news
to
do.
It's all good.
All of this is, ever since President Barack Obama became President of the United States, racism in this country has went to a whole nother level. You understand what
right,
I'm saying? And I knew it was coming. If you thought that by President Barack Obama being elected, becoming President of the United States, that all of a sudden black people was going to be free and have civil rights, or Latinos or whatever, it got worse. You got the Ku Klux Klan in front of Walmart Saturday. The Ku Klux Klan is out there on Highway 280 / Tea Party. In front of Walmart, blatant, hateful pictures of the president, they holding them up. Stuff like this don't surprise me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I promise you, he will not serve a day in jail. Not one day.
That's so sad. And somebody's child is gone. Somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Because he's a police officer. He hide behind that badge and everything, and it will be justified. I promise you. Man, please. That stuff don't surprise me. I'm sorry, Eddie.
No, you all good.